keep yourself from idols. You must not have any other gods except me. You must not make for yourselves any idols. You must not worship or serve any idol. This is because I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God. A person may sin against me and hate me. I will punish his children, even his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. But I will be very kind to thousands who love me and obey my commands. Exodus 20:3-6, New Century Version. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree at Ophrah that belonged to Joash, one of the Abiezrite people. Gideon, Joash's son, was separating some wheat from the chaff in a winepress to keep the wheat from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." Then Gideon said, "Sir, if the Lord is with us, why are we having so much trouble? Where are the miracles our ancestors told us he did when the Lord brought them out of Egypt? But now he has left us and has handed us over to the Midianites." The Lord turned to Gideon and said, "Go with your strength and save Israel from the Midianites. I am the one who is sending you." Judges 6:11-14, New Century Version. So Gideon and his servant Purah went down to the edge of the enemy camp. The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the peoples from the east were camped in that valley. There were so many of them that they seemed like locusts. Their camels could not be counted because they were as many as the grains of sand on the seashore. When Gideon came to the enemy camp, he heard a man telling his friend about a dream. He was saying, "I dreamed that a loaf of barley bread rolled into the camp of Midian. It hit the tent so hard that the tent turned over and fell flat." The man's friend said, "Your dream is about the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, a man of Israel. God will hand Midian and the whole army over to him." When Gideon heard about the dream and what it meant, he worshiped God. Then Gideon went back to the camp of Israel and called out to them, "Get up! The Lord has handed the army of Midian over to you." Gideon divided the 300 men into three groups. He gave each man a trumpet and an empty jar with a burning torch inside. Gideon told the men, "Watch me and do what I do. When I get to the edge of the camp, do what I do. Surround the enemy camp. When I and everyone with me blow our trumpets, you blow your trumpets too. Then shout, 'For the Lord and for Gideon.'" Judges 7:12-18, New Century Version. When Gideon's 300 men blew their trumpets, the Lord made all the Midianites fight each other with their swords. Judges 7:22, New Century Version. The people of Israel said to Gideon, "You saved us from the Midianites. Now we want you and your son and your grandson to rule over us." But Gideon told them, "The Lord will be your ruler. I will not rule over you, nor will my son rule over you." He said, "I want you to do this one thing for me. I want each of you to give me a gold earring from the things you took in the fighting." They said, "We will gladly give you what you want." So they spread out a coat, and everyone threw down an earring from what he had taken. Gideon used the gold to make a holy vest, which became an idol, which he put in his hometown of Ophrah. But all the Israelites were unfaithful to God and worshipped it as an idol. So it became a trap for Gideon and his family. So Gideon, son of Joash, died at a good old age. He was buried in the tomb of Joash, his father. As soon as Gideon died, the people of Israel were again unfaithful to God and followed the Baals. They made Baal-berith their god. The Israelites did not remember the Lord their God, who had saved them from all their enemies living all around them, and they were not kind to the family of Gideon for all the good he had done for Israel. Judges 8:22-35, New Century Version. How does this story apply to us today? The Apostle John in the New Testament tells us, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." 1 John 5:21, King James Version. An idol is anything that you place above God, anything that is more important to you than God, whether it be a home, possessions, or a person. It could be entertainment, wealth, success, etc. The New Living Translation really hits the mark as it translates this verse. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Keep yourselves from idols. 1 John 5:21, New Living Translation.